With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode, a bonus episode, I should say, of Private Parts Podcast. This is me, your host, Francis Boole. I have to apologise on Jamie's behalf. He is not here with us today because he's moving into his new place in Notting Hill, closer to me. He's moved closer to me, he says, just because he likes Notting Hill, but... I think we can, you know, make of that what we like, really, that he's, you know, copying me yet again. So it's just me here today, so we'll see where this goes, but sit back, relax on this sunny Tuesday evening. Well, it's, I guess it may not be Tuesday evening when you listen to this, but have a lovely... relaxing layback anyway. Relax and listen to me on this podcast. All right, let's get on with it. I've got some questions in from the listener, various listeners. That's probably a good place to start. First question, Tara Rockmara. Worst tweets about you? Worst tweets about me? I don't know. You have to go on to Twitter. I'm sure you can look up all of the tweets about me, just search my name on there. I'm sure I've had some mean ones over the course of my time on Twitter, but I can't remember, and I didn't really spend much time searching for them. So go and have a look yourself. How do you celebrate your 30th birthday from Fatty Fella? I guess Jamie and I both celebrated it in the same way. We were on tour at the time. I was actually on stage in Hartford. Sold out crowd, 350 people, and they all sang me happy birthday three times. I guess because I was 30, but it was very lovely. And then Jamie had his 30th birthday. I think we were in Lincoln, maybe, but everyone sang happy birthday anyway. That was how we celebrated it. Just had a few friends around, nothing major after that. So anyway, Jojo Randall, what has been your funniest first date? Well, I've had some funny first dates, that's for sure. There was one date which I went on, and I went in to get the drinks, and came outside to sit down at the chair, and I spilt my whole pint on my date, you know. Didn't kick things off too well, but there we go. Yeah, that was pretty funny as dates go. Living loud out loud. Who will get married first, Francis or Jamie? Well, I don't know. That is not a question I could answer. Who knows? But obviously, we all know that Jamie has a massive commitment issue. He can't commit. He's just sometimes he takes hours before he crosses the road because he thinks another car's coming. He just can't, you know, commit to crossing the road or, you know, things of that nature. Next question. If you could have five dinner party guests, dead or alive, who would they be? Good question. Well, I think I would say Norm MacDonald would be one of them. I think he'd be an entertaining dinner guest. Who else? I would say George Washington. Ben Franklin. He'd be good. Alexander the Great would be a good dinner guest, I think. And I think, it would be fascinating to have Napoleon round for dinner. I think that would be good. I think that's five. Is that five? Yeah, five. Okay, so some questions directed at me. Ask Francis. Katie Elizabeth Mayers, favorite thing in Bali? Well, I didn't see everything in Bali, but I suppose I do have some favorite things there. Uluwatu, that's where I was surfing, over at Bingen Beach, which was excellent. I actually met James Franco there on the beach surfing. Well, I didn't know we were surfing together until we got back to the beach, and then we chatted and watched the sunset and spoke about lots of things. But there we go. I mean, I'm not saying James Franco is my favourite thing about Bali, just to be clear. I was just saying that was that beach and the lovely grilled fish on the beach. And yes, and James Franco had to be there. But Jared Cutler, are you jealous that Jamie does another podcast with Spencer? Well, I wouldn't say that I'm jealous. I don't have a monopoly on podcasts. You know, who knows? Maybe one day I'll do my own podcast. So, you know, no issue there. And besides, you know, Jamie and Spencer, I think both know full well that I would beat them up. So, you know, that's all that really matters, isn't it, at the end of the day? Archie Seymour Upchurch, what is the meaning of life? Well, I would say the meaning of life is, to find meaning, really, through assuming some load in life, some responsibility, you know, building something which you have to look after, long enough so that you can pass on your genetic code so that the human race can evolve and continue to exist so that the universal consciousness can learn and evolve through us by proxy. So thanks for that question there, Archie Seymour Upchurch. Bethann Gibson, 123, what achievement are you most proud of? Well, I would say maybe winning the London Open. I was pretty proud of that. But actually, I think I am most proud of my blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That took a long time to get, a lot of hours of mat time there. So it felt like a very sweet reward, sweet victory. And I was very, very excited to get that. So next question. What is your most embarrassing memory of Jamie? I suppose when we were on tour, there was that time where he threw like a big tantrum at the hotel because it was a 4-star instead of 5-star. Yeah, that was embarrassing. But I mean, what other embarrassing moments? Well, I mean, too many to think of one. I guess it was pretty embarrassing watching him get arrested for speaking on his phone in the quiet carriage of the train. That was pretty embarrassing. You know, there were moments on tour, on stage, around the country where Jamie, you know, embarrassed himself. But I wouldn't go into that because he's not here to defend himself, really, is he? Have you ever got anyone's name wrong in bed? Is a question there from Dan Bratton. Personally, I don't think I ever have. I don't really use people's names in bed. I don't know if that's a thing that people do a lot, but I just presume that if you're in bed with someone, you already, you know, your names have already been said at the, you know, earlier on in the night, so you don't need to keep reminding each other of your names. I suppose. I mean, you know, you'd think you already know it, but. I mean, if you're asking someone what their name is in bed, Then, you know, maybe you should have got to know them a bit better before getting into bed with them. But, yeah, well, that's, I guess, what would be the best gift anyone could give you? Right now, I think best gift anyone could give me would be a nice kilo of gold. I would quite like, you know, always have a bit more gold. Well, you know, I think, you know, the best gift anyone could give you is life. So, I, you know, thanks, Mum and Dad, for that. Well, you know, that seems to be, you know, mostly all of the questions for today. But I hope you've enjoyed this bonus episode of Private Parts. I hope you're enjoying the sun at the moment, if it's still hot whilst you're listening to this in 2021, perhaps. What will the world look like in 2021? That is a question on everyone's lips. And who knows? I mean, it may look very different to the one we live in today and we lived in before. So, I mean, that's, I guess, one thing we can be sure of. Well, maybe not. Who knows? Thanks for tuning in. Take care. See you on Friday when we will have a new episode out. Full episode with me and Jamie and a guest. So take care, enjoy your day, your week. God bless you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.